ओम ज्ञानति निरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जन शलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
2 days ago in Kanchi, at the Pandava Dut Koil and Temple. Do we have translation? No, not doing. Translation is required for some. Just as I was coming out from there, I saw one of the lady devotees with some books. So I looked to see what are those books, and one was Mukundamala Stotram. So I thought that was about time I read that. I hadn't read that for a long time. And actually in the first verse, the first prayer of Maharaj Kulashekar finishes, Alapinam Pratidinin Kurumam Mukunda. That may I be every day, may I recite this every day. So I'm not even reciting it once a year. I thought I should read that sometime, as it's such a beautiful prayer, and also very suitable that it's been recited in Kanchi. And in the very first verse, one of the names of the Lord, actually the second name mentioned is in this, the second name mentioned in the first verse of Mukundamala is Varada, who is the most famous deity or the presiding deity of Vishnu Kanchi. So it was very suitable that she had this. I was also pleased to see that the copy of her book looked quite worn out. So that's good. If you have a book for a long time and you don't read it, it may still look quite new, even after many years. But if you're regularly using it, then it may start, you can see it's a regularly used book. So I could see that she was reciting it regularly. So I'd like to recite this now. It'll probably take up most of the time that would be normally set aside for a class. So please listen carefully. Shivalla bhiti varadeti daya parete pareti bhakta priyeti bhava lunthana kovideti nateti naga shayaneti jagannivaseti alapinam pratidinam kurumam mukunda. This is Srila Prabhupada's translation. Srila Prabhupada started to translate this work, but he didn't finish it. He only translated a few verses. So the first few verses are translated by Srila Prabhupada. Here's Srila Prabhupada's translation. O Mukunda, my Lord, please let me become a constant reciter of your names, addressing you as Sri Vala, he who is related to Lakshmi, Varada, the bestower of benedictions, Dayapara, he who is causelessly merciful, Bhakta Priya, he who is very dear to his devotees, Bhava Luntana Kovida, he who is expert at plundering the status quo of repeated birth and death, Nata, the Supreme Lord, Jagannivasa, the resort of the cosmos, and Nagashayana, the Lord who lies down on the serpent bed. Prabhupada's purport is this, quite long. So the next verse. Jayatu jayatu devo devaki nandano yam. Jayatu jayatu prashno prashne vamsha pradipaha. Jayatu jayatu megha shamala komalango. Jayatu jayatu prithvi bharana so mukundaha. All glories to this personality known as the son of Srimati Devaki Devi. All glories to Lord Sri Krishna, the brilliant light of the Vrishni dynasty. All glories to the personality of Godhead, the hue of whose soft body resembles the blackish color of a new cloud. All glories to Lord Mukunda, who removes the burden of the earth. Mukunda murdna pranipadhyaya che bhavantame kantame antamartham avisvritishvacharanaravinde bhave bhave meshtu bhavaprasadat. O Lord Mukunda, I bow down my head to your lordship and respectfully ask you to fulfill this one desire of mine, that in each of my future births I will, by your lordship's mercy, always remember and never forget your lotus feet. So I was wondering why you're not having a Bhagavatam class, but it's the essence of the Bhagavatam. And it's the same words we find in the Bhagavatam. It is the Abhismriti, Tvachcharanaravinda, non-forgetfulness of your lotus feet. So the same thing is there in Bhagavatam. Abhismriti Krishna, Tadaravindayo, non-forgetfulness of Krishna's lotus feet. It's just slightly different. Like, and Bhave Bhave Mesto, the same thing comes up in the penultimate verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Same words. Bhave, in every birth may I have devotion to your lotus feet. Anyway, I'm just saying a few words. But there are quite long purports which you can read in your spare time. Then verse 4. Nahang vande tava charanaya dvandvam advandva heto kumhi patam gurum api hare narakam napanetum Ramya Rama Mridu Tanugata Nandane Napirantum Bhave Bhave Hidya Bhavane Bhavaye Yang Bhavantam. So it's just by hearing you can hear what are called the Alankars. The same syllables have been repeated again and again, so it becomes very beautiful. It's very pleasing to hear. Translation. O Lord Hari, it is not to be saved from the dualities of material existence or the grim tribulations of the Kumbhipaka hell that I pray to your lotus feet. Nor is my purpose to enjoy the soft-skinned, beautiful women who reside in the gardens of heaven. I pray to your lotus feet only so that I remember you, may remember you alone in the core of my heart, birth after birth. Text 5, still translations, Vashila Prabhupada. Nasta dharme navasu nichaye naiva kamo bhoge yad bhavyam tad bhavatu bhavan purva kaman rupam etat pratyam mama bahu matam janma janmantarepi tat pad padam boruha Yugagata nischala bhakti rastu. O my Lord, I have no attachment for religiosity or for accumulating wealth or for enjoying sense gratification. Well, what does that remind us of? Well, it reminds me of na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, etc. It's the same philosophy, very beautifully expressed here. Let these come as they inevitably must in accordance with my past deeds. Oh, that also reminds us of Raghunath Das Goswami. Na dharma and dharma. I'm not interested in the dharma or adharma. Let these come as they inevitably must in accordance with my past deeds, but I do pray for this most cherished boon. Birth after birth, let me render unflinching devotional service unto your two lotus feet. Divi va bhuvi va mamastu va so narake va narakanta ka prakamam abadhirita charat abadhirita sharadara vindo charano te marane pi chintayami. O Lord, killer of the demon Narak, let me reside either in the realm of the demigods, in the world of human beings, or in hell, as you please. I pray only that at the point of death I may remember your two lotus feet, whose beauty defies that of the lotus growing in the Sharad season. Chintayami harim eva santatam mandahasa mudritanan ambujam nandagopatanayam parat param naradadi munivrinda vanditam. I always think of Lord Hari, whose joyful lotus face bears a gentle smile. Although he is the son of the cowherd Nandan, he is also the supreme absolute truth, worshipped by great sages like Narada. Karacharana saroje kanti mande tramine shramam Shramamushi puja vichi vyakule gadha marge Hari sarasi vigahya piya tejo jalokam bhavamaru harikinna vishamatya tyajami. The desert of material existence has exhausted me, but today I will cast aside all troubles by diving into the lake of Lord Hari and drinking freely of the abundant waters of his splendor. The lotuses in that lake are his hands and feet, and the fish are his brilliant shining eyes. That lake's water relieves all fatigue and is agitated by the waves his arms create. Its current flows deep beyond fathoming. That's very poetic language. Sarasi janayane sasankhat chakre murabhidhima viramasva chittarantum sukataram aparam najatu jane hari charana smaranamrite natulyam. O mind, please never stop taking pleasure in thinking of the guru mura demons destroyeth, who has lotus eyes and bears the conch and disc weapon. Indeed, I know of nothing else that gives such extreme pleasure as meditating on the Lord Hari's divine feet. Mavye mandamano vichincha bahudaya mis chirangyatana Daivami Prabhavanti Papa Ribhava Swami Nanu Sri Dharaha Alasyam Vyapaniya Bhakti Sulabham Dhyayasva Narayanam Lokasya Vyasana Panodana Karo Dasasya King Nakshavaha. O foolish mind, stop your fearful fretting about the extensive torments imposed by Yamaraj. Can you all understand this? I mean, the words are not very difficult, but the construction is a little unusual. It's poetic. Can you all follow? Sorry. I hope so. Can you follow? You have to translate it. Oh, foolish mind. Well, we can all understand that. Stop your fearful fretting. Fretting, do you know what fretting means? Fretting is, it means worrying. It means kind of agitated worrying. Stop your fearful fretting about the extensive torments imposed by Yamaraj. The words are not difficult, but it's an unusual, we don't talk like that normally. It's poetic way of, poetic manner of expression. How can your enemies, the sinful reactions you have accrued, even touch you? After all, is your master not the Supreme Lord, the husband of Goddess Sri? Cast aside all hesitation and concentrate your thoughts on Lord Narayana, whom one very easily attains through devotional service. What can that dispeller of the whole world's troubles not do for his own servant? You see, no one would speak like this. It's the kind of thing maybe in a drama you would speak like this. In normal speech, no one speaks like this. But this is not normal speech. This is prayers to the Supreme Lord. Bhava jalati gatanam dvandva bhatatanam sutaduhitri kalatra charna bharatitanam vishama vishayatoye majjatam aplavanam bhavati sharanam eko vishnu proto naranam. The people in this vast ocean of birth and death are being blown about by the winds of material dualities as they flounder in the perilous waters of sense indulgence. Flounder means to just... something like that. They're trying to move, but they're just all unsteady. Flounder gives the sense of unsteady movements. As they flounder in the perilous waters of sense indulgence, with no boat to help them, they are sorely distressed by the need to protect their sons, daughters, and wives. Only the boat, that is Lord Vishnu, can save them. Vishnu Pota, the boat of Vishnu. Bhavajalatim agardham dustaram nistareyam katamahamiti chetama smarta kataratvam kataratvam. Sarasijadrishi deve taraki bhaktireka narakadhiti nishamna tarishyatyavasyam. Dear mind, do not bewilder yourself by anxiously thinking, how can I cross this fathomless and impassable ocean of material existence? There is one who can save you, devotion. If you offer her to the lotus-eyed Lord, the killer of Narakasura, she will carry you across this ocean without fail. Trishna toye madaram havanod huta mohormi male dara varte tanaya sahaja graha sangha kuleja samsara ke mahati jaladho vajatam nastridhaman padam bhoje varada bhavato bhakti navam prayaccha. O Lord of the three worlds, we are drowning in the vast ocean of samsara, which is filled with the waters of material hankering, with many waves of illusion whipped up by the winds of lust, with whirlpools of wives, and with vast schools of sharks and other sea monsters who are our sons and brothers. O giver of all benedictions, please grant me a place on the boat of devotion that is your lotus feet. Prithvi renoranu payansi karnika pausu spulingo lakus tejo nisvasvasanam maruttanu tanam randram sukshman nabhah kshudra rudra pitamaha pravrithaya kita samasta sura drishte yatra saptarago vijayate shri pada dhuli karha. Once our Savior has been seen, the whole earth becomes no greater than a speck of dust. All the waters of the ocean become mere droplets. The totality of fire becomes a minute spark. The wind's just a faint sign, and the expanse of space becomes a tiny hole. Great lords like Rudra and Grandfather Brahma become insignificant, and all the demigods become like small insects. Indeed, even one particle of dust from our Lord's feet conquers all. Eloka shunata prasuti marana vyad ischikitsam imam yogagya samudha haranti munayo yam yagya valkyadaya. Antarjyoti ramayam ekam amritam krishnakyam apiyatam tatpitam paramoshadham vidalte nirvanam atantikam. O people, please hear of this treatment for the disease of birth and death. What's the treatment? It is the name of Krishna, recommended by Yajnavalkya and other expert yogis steeped in wisdom. This boundless, eternal inner life is the best medicine, for when drunk, it bestows complete and final liberation. Just drink it. Emartya paramam hitam shunata po vachyami sankshepata samsaranavam apat urmi bahulam samyak pravishyasthita na dana jnanam apasat chetasi namo narayana jityamum mantram sa paramam pranama sahitam O mortal beings, you have submerged yourself fully in the ocean of material existence, which is filled with the waves of misfortune. Please hear as I briefly tell you how to attain your supreme benefit. Just put aside your various attempts at gaining knowledge and instead begin constantly chanting the mantra Om Namo Narayanaya and bowing down to the Lord. Of course, we would recommend to chant Om Namo Narayanaya in another form, namely Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Na te na purushottame jagatam ekadrupe chetasa sevye svasya padasya datari pare narayane tishtati yam kanchit purushardhanam katitayatravesham alpardatam sevayai mrigayamahe naramahu murhavarakavayam. Our Master, the Personality of Godhead Narayana, who alone rules the three worlds, whom one can serve in meditation and who happily shares its personal domain, is manifest before us, yet still we beg for the service of some minor lord of a few villages, some lowly man who can only meagerly reward us. Alas, what foolish wretches we are. That's a good one to say. And someone comes in, oh, I got a great job. You can recite this. Badhenan jalinanatenas sirasagatrai saromodgamai kantenas varagadadena nayaneno girna pashpam guna. Nityam tvat charana ravinda yuga gadhanam ritasvadinam asmakam sarasiru haksha satatam sampadyatam jivitam.
Oops, I messed up all of that.
Oh, Lotus Eyed Lord, please sustain our lives as we constantly relish the nectar of meditating on your lotus feet with our palms prayerfully joined, our heads bowed down, our bodily hair standing up in jubilation, our voices choked with emotion, and our eyes flowing with tears. Yat Krishna Pranipata Dhuli Dhavalam Tat Varshma Tat Vai Shiras Te Netre Tavaso Chite Suruchire Yabhyam Hare Trishyate Sabhutir Malindur Shankat Havalaya Madhavat Haini Sadhi Vamrita Varshani Pratipadam Yastoti Narayanam. That head is the loftiest, which is white with dust from bowing down to Lord Krishna. Those eyes are the most beautiful which darkness has abandoned after they have seen Lord Hari. That intelligence is spotless like the white glow of the moon or a concha, which concentrates on Lord Madhava. And the tongue, and that tongue rains down nectar which constantly glorifies Lord Narayana. Jive kirtaya keshavam vurripam cheto bhaja shridharam panidvandva samarchaya chuta katha shrodra dvayatvam shunu krishnam lokaya lochana dvaya hare gacham hri yugmalayam jidra ghrana makunda pada tulasim murdhan namad hokshajam. O tongue, praise the glories of Lord Keshava. O mind, worship the enemy of Mura. O hands, serve the Lord of Shri. O ears, hear the topics of Lord Achyuta. O eyes, gaze upon Sri Krishna. O feet, go to the temple of Lord Hari. O nose, smell the tulasi buds of Lord Mukunda's feet. O head, bow down to Lord Adhokshaja. Anaya Vyasananya Yeruditam Veda Vratanyam Raham Vedas Cheda Palani Purta Vidhaya Sarvam Hutam Bhasmani Tirthanam Avaghahanani Chagajasnanam Vina Yatpada Tanvam Horuha Sanskritin Vijayate Deva Sat Narayanaha. All glories to Lord Narayana. Without remembrance of his lotus feet, recitation of scripture is merely crying in the wilderness. Regular observance of severe vows enjoined in the Vedas is no more than a way to lose weight. Execution of prescribed pious duties is like pouring oblations onto ashes, and bathing at various holy sites is no better than an elephant's bath. Well, most people, if they haven't read Prabhupada's books, don't know what an elephant's bath is. At the time when Maharaj Kulashekhar composed these prayers, it must have been a common example. Madana parihara stitim madiye manasi makunda padara vinda dhani harinayana krishna nuna krishosi smarasina chakra parakramam rarehe. O Cupid, abandon your residence in my mind, which is now the home of Lord Makunda's lotus feet. You have already been incinerated by Lord Shiva's fiery glance. So why have you forgotten the power of Lord Murari's disc? Threaten Cupid. Nate dhatri bhogi bhogas shayane narayana madhave deve devaki nandane suravare chakra yudhe shangini nila shesha jagatsa jagat prapancha jathare vishveshvare shridhare govinde kuru chitavritam chitavritim achalam anyaistu king vartanai. Think only of your master and sustainer, the Supreme Lord, who is known as Narayana and Madhava, and who lies on the body of the serpent Ananta. He is the darling son of Devaki, the hero of the demigods, and the lord of the cows, and he holds a conch shell and the bowl Shanda. He is the husband of the goddess of fortune and the controller of all the universes, which he manifests from his abdomen as a pastime. What will you gain by thinking of anything else? Madraksham shina punyan kshanam api bhavato bhaktihinam padabje ma shosham shravya bandham tava charitam appasyanyat akhyana jatam Ma smarsham madhavat tvam api bhuvanapate chetrasa padhuvanam ma bhuvam tvat saparya vyatikara rahito janma janmantare pi. O Madhava, please do not let me even glance at those whose pious credits are so depleted that they have no devotion for your lotus feet. Please do not let me be distracted from listening to the worldly narrations of your pastimes and become interested in other topics. Please, O Lord of the universe, let me pay no attention to those who avoid thinking of you, and let me never be unable to serve you in some menial way, birth after birth. These are good prayers, aren't they? Any one of them is sufficient to bestow upon us the complete perfection of life. As is stated in the next verse, Majjam manah palam idam madhukaita bhare matkartaniya padanugraha esha eva tad britta britta karicharaka britta britta brittasya britta iti maam svaralokanata. Heard this word again and again, britta britta karicara. So this is the same import as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, Gopi Bhavatu Pada Kamalaya Dasudasa Nudasaha. Translation. O enemy of Madhava and Traitor, O Lord of the universe, the perfection of my life and the most cherished mercy you could show me would be to you to consider me the servant of 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 your servant. Tattvam bruvanani paramparastan madhuksharantiva mudavahani pravataya pranjadir asvijivena mani narayana gocharani. My dear tongue, I stand before you with joined palms. I beg you to recite the names of Lord Narayana. These names describing the Supreme Absolute Truth bring great pleasure as if exuding honey. Namami Narayana Pada Pankajam Karomi Narayana Pujanam Sada Padami Narayana Nama Nirmalam Smarami Narayana Tattvam Abhyayam. At every moment I bow down to the lotus feet of Narayana, I perform worship to Narayana, I recite the pure name of Narayana, and I reflect on the infallible truth of Narayana. That was interesting. Srinatha Narayana Vasudeva Shri Krishna Bhaktapriya Chakramane Shri Padmanabhachuta Kaitabhane Shri Rama Padmakshahare Marane Ananta Vaikuntha Mukunda Krishna Govinda Damodara Madhaveti Bhaktam Samartopina Bhakti Kaschit Aho Jananam Vyasanadhi Mukhyam. O Srinatha, Narayana, Vasudeva, Divine Krishna, O kind friend of your devotees, O Chakrapani, Padmanabha, Achyuta, Kaitabhari, Rama, Padmaksha, Hari Marari, O Ananta, Vaikuntha, Mukunda, Krishna, Govinda, Damodara, Madhava. Although all people can address you, still they remain silent. Just see how eager they are for their own parent. Their own parent. You got what? Peril means danger. Bhakta paya bhujanga garuda manis trilokya rakshamaniya gopi lochana jata kambuda mani sundarya mudra manihi yah kanta mani rukmini ghana kucha dvanvaika bhushamani Shreyo Deva Shikamane Dishatu Nobo Pada Churamani. He is the jewel riding on the back of Garuda who carries away the Lord's devotees on his wings. He is the magic jewel protecting the three worlds, the jewel-like crown attracting the chatrika bird eyes of the gopis, and the jewel among all who gesture gracefully. He is the only jeweled ornament on the ample breasts of Queen Rukmini, who is herself the jewel of beloved consorts. May that crown jewel of all gods, the best of the cowherds, grant us the supreme benediction. So, here's the jewel verse. Well, the jewel verse is the Stotra. That's another series of prayers.
Shatru chedai kamantram sakalam parishat vakya sampuja mantram samsaro chedamantram samuchita tamasas sanghandiryana mantram sarvaish paryayika mantram vyasana pujaga sandashta santrana mantram jivai sri krishna mantram japa japa satatam janma sakalya mantram.
That was in the previous verse, the word jewel came up again and again. So in this verse, the word mantra comes up. In the previous verse it was money, and in this verse it is mantra. O tongue, please constantly chant the mantra composed of Sri Krishna's names. This is the only mantra for destroying all enemies, the mantra worshipped by everyone in the Upanishads. The mantra that uproots samsara, the mantra that drives away all the darkness of ignorance. The mantra for attaining infinite happiness. The mantra for curing those bitten by the poisonous snake of worldly distress. And the mantra for making one's birth in this world successful.
Vyamoha prashamaushadham munimanovriti pravrityaushadham Daityindrati kaushadham chibhuvane sanjivanaikaushadham bhaktyatyanta hitaushadham bhavadhaya nadbhamsan aikaushadham shayaprati karaushadham vivamana Sri Krishna divyoshadham.
And this verse, the word is oshadham, medicine. So we're going from money to mantra to medicine. Oh Mayan, please drink the transcendental medicine of Sri Krishna's glories. It is the perfect medicine for curing the disease of the bewilderment, for inspiring sages to engage their minds in meditation, and for tormenting the mighty Daitya demons. It alone is the medicine for restoring the three worlds to life, and for bestowing unlimited blessings on the Supreme Lord's devotees. Indeed, it is the only medicine that can destroy one's fear of material existence and lead one to the attainment of Supreme Good. The next verse is a verse that Srila Prabhupada quoted several times. Favorite verse of Srila Prabhupada.
Krishna Tvadiyavadabhankajapan Tanjarantam Adhyaiva Vishitu Manasaraja Hamsaha Prana Prayana Samaye Kampabhata Vittai Kanthavaro Dhanavidhau Smaranam Kutaste.
O Lord Krishna, at this moment let the royal swan of my mind enter the tangled stems of the lotus of your feet. How will it be possible for me to remember you at the time of death, when my throat will be choked up with mucus, bile, and air?
Chetas chintaya kirtayasva dasane namre bhavatvam shiro hastaram jadi sambhutam rachayatam vandasva dirkham vakuhu Atman samshaya kundari kanayanam naga chalendra stitam dhanyam punyattamam tat eva paramam daivam hi satsitaye.
O mind, think of the lotus-eyed Lord who climbs on the mountain-like serpent Ananta. O tongue, glorify him. O head, bow down to him. O hands, join your palms in supplication to him. O body, offer outstretched obeisances to him. O heart, take full shelter of him. That Supreme Lord is the topmost deity. It is he alone who is all auspicious and supremely purifying. He alone who awards eternal perfection. Shrinvam janadana kataguna kirtanani dehena yasya kudutod gamaroma rajihi nortpatyate nayanayo vimalam humala diktasya jivatamaho purushadhamasya. So now comes the word dik. Who knows what this word dik means? Dik, it means, it's like a condemnation. So, dik tasya jivitamaho purushadhamasya. May the purushadham, the rascals, the lowest of people, the fion, that's how Prabhupada translates it. Fion. So, medieval English. We find in any, generally in any series of stotras, there's glorification of the Supreme Lord and his devotees. And then at some point there comes condemnation of those who are not devotees. So here it comes. One who hears descriptions of Lord Janardana's pastimes and glorious qualities, but whose bodily hair fails to bristle in ecstasy, and whose eyes fail to flood with tears of pure love, such a person is indeed the most degraded rascal. What a condemned life he leads. Hare Krishna. Andhasya me krita viveka mahadhanasya. Chaurai prabho balibhirindriyanamadheyai mohanda kupa kuhare vinipati tasya sevesha dehikipanasya karavalambam. O Lord, the powerful thieves of my senses have blinded me by stealing my most precious possession, my discrimination, and they have thrown me deep into the pitch dark well of delusion. Please, O Lord of Lords, extend your hand and save this wretched soul. Idam shariram parinama peshalam patatyavashyam satasanti jarjaram kemo shakam pritchasi bhuvadurmate niravayam krishna rasayanam deva. This body's beauty is fleeting, and at last the body must succumb to death after its hundreds of joints have stiffened with old age. So why, bewildered fool, are you asking for medication? Just take the Krishna elixir, the one cure that never fails. Ascharya metati manusha loke sudham parityajya visham vibhanti dhamani narayana gocharani tyakvanya vacha upakha pashanti. The greatest wonder in human society is this. People are so incorrigible that they reject the life-giving nectar of Lord Narayana's names and instead drink poison by speaking nothing else. Tyajantu bhandava sarve nindantu guru bhojana tatapi paramanando govindamama jivanam. Let my relatives all abandon me and my superiors condemn me, still the supremely blissful Govinda remains my life and soul. Satyam brabhimi manuja swayam purva bahur yo yo mukunda narasimha janagameti jivo japatyanadinam varane raneva pashana kashta satishaya dadata vishtam abhishta. O mankind with arms raised high, I declare the truth. Any mortal who chants the names Mukunda, Nrisimha, and Janardhan day after day, even in battle or when facing death, will come to regret, come to regard his most cherished ambitions as no more valuable than a stone or a block of wood. Narayanayama, Narayanayama, Dityamum, Eva Mantram, Samsara Ghora Vishanya Haranaya Nityam, Shrinvantu Bhavyamatayo Yatayo Nuragad, Ujjaistaram Upadishamyaham Urdhivabahu. Raising my arms, I utter this compassionate advice as loudly as I can. If those in the renowned Jhana want to be delivered from the terrible, poisonous condition of material life, they should have the good sense to constantly hear the mantra, Om Namo Narayana. Chittam Naiva Nivartate Kshanamapi Shri Krishna Pada Padam Bhujan Nindantu Priya Bandhava Guru Jana Krihnantu Munchantu Va Durvadam Parikoshayantu Manuja Vanshe Kalankostu Va Tadrik Prema Dharanura Gavadhuna Mataya Manam Tume. My mind cannot turn from Sri Krishna's lotus feet even for a moment. So let my dear ones and other relatives criticize me. My superiors accept or reject me as they like. The common people spread evil gossip about me, and my family's reputation be sullied. For a madman like me, it is honor enough to feel this flood of love of Godhead, which brings such sweet emotions of attraction for my Lord. Krishna rakshatu no jagatraya guru krishna namadham sada krishne kilas krishne krishne nakila satra vinihata krishna yatasmai namaha krishna deva samuttitam jagadidam krishna syataso smyaham krishne tishtati vishvametat akilam hi krishna Rakshasvamam. May Krishna, the spiritual master of the three worlds, protect us. Continually bow down to Krishna. Krishna has killed all our enemies. Obeisances to Krishna. From Krishna alone this world has come into being. I am the servant of Krishna. This entire universe rests within Krishna. O Krishna, please protect me. He Gopalaka, He Kripa Jalanidhe, Sindhu Kanyapate, He Kamsantaka, He Gajendra Karuna Parina, He Madhava, He Ramanuja, He Jagatraya, Guru, He Pundarikakshamam, He Gopi Jananata Palaya Parang Janamina, Twang Vina, O young cowherd one, O ocean of mercy, O husband of Lakshmi, the ocean's daughter, O killer of Kamsa, O merciful benefactor of Gajendra, O Madhava, O younger brother of Rama, O spiritual master of the three worlds, O lotus-eyed lord of the gopis, I know no one greater than you. Please protect me. Dara Bara Kara Bara Sutate Tanujo Virinchi Stota Vedas Tara Surugana Pritya Varda Prasada Muktir Maya Jagad Avikilam Muktir Maya Jagad Avikalam Tavaki Devakite Mata Mitram Balaripu Sutastatva Your wife is the beautiful daughter of the ocean, and your son, Lord Brahma. The Vedas are your panegyrist, the demigods comprise your company of servants, and liberation is your benediction, while this entire universe is the display of your magic power. Srimati Devaki is your mother, and Arjuna, the son of Indra, is your friend. For these reasons, I have no interest in anyone but you. Parnāmi śasya śira phalaṁ vidus tadarchanam pāna phalaṁ divau khasaha Manapalang tatpunatatvachintanam vachapalang tatpunakirtanam buddhaha. The wise inhabitants of the heavenly regions know that the perfection of the head is to offer prostrate obeisances to the Supreme Lord. The perfection of the light breath is to worship the Lord. The perfection of the mind is to ponder the details of His transcendental qualities. And the perfection of speech is to chant the glories of His qualities. Sriman Nama Procha Narayanakyam Kena Prapur Vanchitam Pavinopi Panah Purvam Vapavritana Kasmings Tena Praftam Garabha Vasaditukam. What person, even if most sinful, has never said aloud the blessed name Narayana and failed to fill his desires? But we, alas, never used our power of speech in that way, and so we have to suffer such miseries as living in a womb. Dhyante ye Vishnam anantam abhyayam hari padma madhye satatam vyavastitam krit padma madhye satatam vyavastitam samahitanam satadabhaya padam tayanti siddhim paramam tu vaishnavim. The unlimited and infallible Vishnu, who is always present within the lotus of the heart, grants fearlessness to those who fix their intelligence upon Him. The devotees who meditate on Him will reach the supreme perfection of the Vaishnavas. Tattvam prasida bhagavan kuru mai anate Vishnu kripam paramakarunika kalutvam samsara sagara nidni magnam ananta dinam udhartam arasi hare purushottamosi. O Supreme Lord, O Vishnu, you are the most compassionate. So now please show me your favor and bestow your mercy upon this helpless soul. O unlimited Lord, kindly uplift this wretch who is drowning in the ocean of material existence. O Lord Hari, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shira sagara taranga si shikara sara tarakita charu murtaye bhogi bhoga shayaniya shaya shayane bhagavaya mahu vidve vidvishe namaha. Obeisances to Lord Madhava, enemy of the Vajra demon, his beautiful form lying on the couch of the serpent of Nanta, is speckled by the shower of spray from the milk ocean's waves. Alam 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 eka pranam patakanam nirasana vishaye ya krishna krishna divani yadi bhavati makunde bhaktirananda sandra karatala kavita sa moksha samraja lakshmihi. By themselves the words Krishna Krishna are sufficient to drive away the cities of all living beings. Anyone who possesses devotion for Lord Mukunda, that is densely imbued with ecstasy, holds in the palms of his hands the gifts of liberation, worldly influence, and wealth. Yasya priyo shruti dharo kavido gaviro mitro jijanavara patmash sarava bhutam tenam bhujaksha charanam bhujas shat Kadena Ragya Krita Kritiriyam Kulashekarena. This work was composed by King Kulashekar and Mahvi at the lotus feet of the lotus eyed Lord. The king's two beloved friends are the twin stems of the exquisite lotus of the Brahmana community, expert Vedic scholars renowned as leaders of the community of poets. Vakundamalam Patatam Naranam Ashesha Sokyam Lagate Nakatswit Samasta Papakshayam Etadehi Prayati Vishnu Paramam Padam Tat. Who among those who recite this Mukunda Bhava will not achieve complete happiness? An embodied being who chants these prayers will have all his sinful reactions eradicated and proceed straight to the supreme abode of Lord Vishnu. So I thank you to that Mataji, from I don't know who it is, who had that book and reminded me it's about time I read this. And I hope you also were inspired by hearing that. It's a little difficult sometimes just to listen to recitations. Mostly people like to listen to a class, but as stated by Maharaj Kulasekhar himself, it's extremely beneficial to recite these stotras. There are many beautiful stotras. We have the prayers of Shukadeva Goswami in the Bhagavatam, for instance, Kunti Devi's prayers in the Bhagavatam, Gopi's prayers, there are more than one, which the Gopi Gita is most famous in the Bhagavatam. Yeah. Yamuna Acharya Stotra Ratna. Then there are so many. We have the Prabodhananda Saraswati has made the Navadip Shataka and Vrindavan Mahimamrita. And he made the Chaitanya Chandamrita. So these are all Sanskrit prayers that can be recited. And in Bengali there are many beautiful songs, especially Narottam Das's songs, are very famous in the Vaishnava community of Bengal. In our line, those of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they practically form the basis of our liturgy in ISKCON, although there are many more songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur than those which are daily sung in ISKCON, which unfortunately most of our devotees don't know. And I'm sure in the local languages also there are so many beautiful songs compiled by great devotees. So, local languages means Telugu, Tamil, all these different languages. So, these can be recited, and in this way we can attain pure devotional service to Krishna. Govinda Damodha Madhavayati, that line comes here, it comes in Bhagavatam, and of course, Bilba Mangal Thakur made a whole Govinda Damodara Srotra. That's also famous and very sweet stotra. These stotras, they are sweet and beautiful and powerful. But to understand them, of course, we have to hear the Vaishnava philosophy. Just like when it, just like for instance is mentioned here about how the Lord has delivered Gajendra. So when that is mentioned, if we don't know the story in Bhagavatam of the Lord delivering Gajendra, it won't mean anything to us whatsoever. But if we do know, then just by that reminder, then the sweetness of that pastime will manifest in our mind. So it's not a substitute. Reciting stotras is not a substitute for hearing and studying the Bhagavatam, but it's a very sweet and relishable way to meditate upon the essence of the Bhagavatam, which is pure devotional service to Krishna. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Have a question? Yes, what is the question?
In Kulashekhara, he addresses Krishna as a pillar of moralism.
Yeah. The Mura demon is described in the Bhagavatam. It's not much, even though the name Murari, and there are other names also, which means the killer of the Mura demon, although the name Murari is most common. He's mentioned in Bhagavatam, there's very little said about him. It's just said that he came rushing toward Krishna and Krishna killed him. That's all. Maybe in other Puranas there's more information. Hare Krishna. You have a question also? What is the question?
One of the shlokas, Krishna, you are the son of Arjuna. You are the son of the...
Yeah.
My wishing is only yours.
I couldn't understand. What's the question?
This one,
the shloka like. What is the the word light here mean?
The strength to collect the words.
What is your question? Well, it'll take quite a long time to look through all of that. We'll give you 3 Hare Krishnas, and if you can't do it, then that's a couple of times. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Okay.
Give
the book to me, so I can hear it. I'll lead up to verse. Or the translation of the verse. Your wife is the beautiful daughter of the ocean, and your son is Lord Brahma. The Vedas are your panegyrist. The demigods comprise your company of servants, and liberation is your benediction, while this entire universe is a display of your magic power. Srimati Devaki is your mother, and Arjuna, the son of Indra, is your friend. For these reasons, I have no interest in anyone but you. Okay, what's the question?
If
Krishna is so great, why be interested in, you know, the some guy cleaning the garbage in the street? Arjuna is so great, and he is Krishna's friend. So, why be interested in anyone else? And what is